Now this is a familiar favorite that I can relax and enjoy. Still enjoying finding new things here. And Dr. Erickson had been paralyzed by polio when he was very young, and then again when he was 17, and he had learned to walk 3 times, and that's a lot of learning, especially because he had to keep starting to learn again and again. And you're learning how to listen and how to relax, and you might even be going into trance right now. Good girl. Now, Dr. Erickson's stories were just like sand sculpture. He would start telling his stories, and people would listen and listen to all the words. Sometimes about dragons and damsels in distress, and knights and horses, and sometimes about interesting patients that he had treated, and sometimes just about amazing people he knew, or exotic places he'd been, and all manner of other things, and they'd never notice all the sand. And they would just get slowly, slowly covered in warm, soft sand. And you know what it feels like at the beach when you sink into the sand. And that's what it would feel like for them. And when you move, the sand moves, and everything settles down that much deeper. And when everything settles down that much deeper, it gets harder to move, and it feels better just like it is. And with all the sand swirling around, it's much more comfortable to keep your eyes closed. And eventually, the warm, heavy sand would cover both of those feet, then pile up on the shins and calves, and then wrap around the knees. Then the warm, comfortable sand would start to press down on the sides, tops of the thighs, hips, waist, until they just settle down deeper and deeper. Then that warm, heavy, dense sensation would move up around the belly and ribs, and then the chest and shoulders, just pressing down comfortably, deeply, warmly, and the warm, soft, deep sand can cradle the head while the gentle pressure continues down the arms, the elbows, forearms, the hands, and the whole body just sinks comfortably into the sand. And it was only when the stories were getting really good and boring, and the sand had built up so comfortably now that you can listen comfortably with no need to move, and the sand can begin to fill up the first ear. Sometimes the sand would flow up from the bottom, and sometimes it would sprinkle down from the top, and sometimes the sand would fill the right ear first, and sometimes it would fill the left ear first, and sometimes the sand would be just a little bit warmer. Sometimes it would be just a little bit cooler. And the sand would fill the first ear first, and then it would fill the second ear. And the only thing that you can do when your right ear and your left ear are completely, honestly, comfortably filled with warm, heavy sand is to relax even more deeply. And start listening with your third ear. And I don't know what that means, but I think you do. And you know that you have one ear connected to one part of your brain, and another ear is connected to another part of your brain, and your third ear is connected to another part of your brain. And sometimes you hear something and remember. And sometimes you hear something and forget. And sometimes you hear something in a completely new and different way and do something appropriate with the experience, don't you? And there is a front part of your brain and a back part of your brain. And even if the front part of your brain is still listening, I want to talk only to the back part now. All of these words are for the strong, quiet, deep back part of your brain. And Dr. Erickson worked in a psychiatric hospital right after he graduated from medical school, and he learned a lot from the people he met there. And you know that NASA counts down before the rockets go up, and what goes up must come down, and everyone is up for some downtime now and then. And then let the relaxation that's been pooling in the sand flow. Flow upwards into the bottoms of your calves, so heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed, and on down into the upper part of the muscles. And you can feel your ankles and feet relaxing, all the small tissues and fibers, and every muscle and every part of your feet and ankles and calves and shins. Just being relaxed, comfortable, so very comfortable and heavy. You're really doing an excellent job. Then let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into the bottoms of your thighs. Whole legs relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper. Just heavy and comfortable, deeply relaxing. And as the relaxation moves on into the large muscles on the fronts of your thighs, you can listen to my voice and relax. Feel your whole legs lying there, relaxed and comfortable, so very heavy and relaxed, paying attention and following along carefully. Good girl. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your hips and waist. Your waist, hips, and legs feeling so heavy, so comfortable. Just listening and obeying as you relax more and more. All the way deeply down, more and more completely relaxed. So heavy and comfortable, so completely relaxed. Just sinking down deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax. Now let the relaxation flow upwards into your stomach, sides, ribs, chest, just nice and comfortable, listening to my voice as you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper, letting your breathing slow as you relax deeper and deeper, whole body relaxing all the way down as you listen and obey and relax. And each time that your chest moves up or down, you can go deeper than you are going, deeper than you are going, deeper than you are going, deeper. Feel the relaxation flow up through your whole body as you just listen and relax all the way down. Just listening to the sound of my voice and nothing else as you relax further and further, more and more completely. Feeling the relaxation flowing through your shoulders and down, down into your arms. feeling them get heavier and heavier, more comfortable, more relaxed. Feeling the relaxation moving downwards, 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 all the way down your arms, down into your hands. Arms and hands just completely relaxed, heavy. So heavy and comfortable. You can feel all the small muscles in your hands and arms just go loose and limp as you relax. Now feel the relaxation again move upwards. Upwards through your shoulders, into your neck, and into your face. Feel your face relaxing as your whole body relaxes more, and allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper. And feel the muscles, all the small muscles in your scalp, behind your ears, all over your head and face, going loose and limp. And your shoulders might relax more. Good girl. And you have always known of the power and value of the circle. And there are many different kinds of circles. And circles come in different shapes and sizes and colors and forms and can be two-dimensional and three-dimensional and even multidimensional in nature. And some people say there is a circle of life, and the circle of life is a strange circle, because it is a circle which begins. Now, you know that Dr. Milton Erickson was a medical authority, and there are different kinds of authority. Some people say that you must always obey authority, and that is part of the truth. There are good authorities, and there are bad authorities. There are some people who are experts in a certain area of knowledge, and we call them authorities. And if one of these people gives you advice about their area of expertise, it would probably be best to obey. When someone commits a crime, we say that they are wanted by the authorities, and you know what that means. And if a police officer tells you to do something, then there are people who have some power for no particular reason. There are people who have some power in your life just because they took some power from you. When you feel that a person has your best interests at heart, when you choose to listen to someone and you choose to let that person have some of your power and authority, that is a good authority. And you must never, ever blindly follow the orders of bad authority. Can you trust bad authority? Would you be unhappy if you obeyed a bad authority? A good authority is different. You can do something different with a good authority because you made the choice to follow. That makes it right, doesn't it? And you have chosen to listen to this recording and to go deeply into a comfortable trance. And that's a good, wise thing for you to do. And when a person is very smart and listens very carefully and does things exactly right, that is being obedient. That's exactly what it means. And that means you can feel good now about these choices and more in the future as you listen to my voice. And you know that no matter how good you feel now, that you will relax deeper and feel even better every time you listen to me and every time you obey my instructions. You can just begin enjoying the comfort and calm that comes with listening to me and being obedient. Take a moment now and enjoy the comfort and relaxation that comes to you when you're obedient. Good girl. It feels so good. You enjoy listening and going deeper and deeper. And every time you listen, you find yourself going a little deeper and being a little more obedient. Just listening and sinking downwards, down deep into trance. So easy to listen and obey. Feels so very good. It's so easy to go very, very deep. Good girl. You can enjoy listening to this so much, and you want to listen to it again and again. And every time you listen, it will take you deeper and deeper. And you can go into trance more easily, more quickly. Quick and easy as you sink down deep into a very, very comfortable trance. Just remember the old familiar feeling, and you'll be in a deep, deep trance. Deep, obedient. You can even feel pride in being obedient. Because it's something you should be proud of. You can listen very well, and you can follow instructions very well. Just listening and obeying. Listening and obeying as you sink down so deeply, so heavily, so totally relaxed. Feeling good and obedient, deeply, deeply entranced. Good girl. Sometimes, when you hear some words, you feel a certain way, especially when the right person says them. And it doesn't matter if the words meant something completely different before they became special. You've always known what it feels like to have someone important praise you. When you've done a good job, and someone important recognizes it, you get a special feeling deep inside that can radiate up and out to the surface of your skin. You can remember the time in your life when you felt the most pride in yourself, and you can remember exactly what it felt like. You can remember your expression and how it felt in your body, and the thoughts in the back of your head in that pure moment of pride. And you can hear me say, good girl. And good girl becomes a vital symbol of that feeling. And when you hear me say good girl to you in the past, or in the future, or even right now, that vital symbol will reawaken those feelings stronger and even stronger each time you hear it. And there was a time in your life when you were so happy that you thought you might just pop. You were so silly, giggly happy that you can't imagine anyone ever being any happier. And because I don't know where in your body that feeling was strongest, but because you do, good girl can keep the meanings that it has and also become a vital symbol for this experience. And take on all the feeling of that silly, bubbly happiness. And there is a time in your life when you had the most amazing, incredible, erotic experience ever. And it's possible that you can't imagine a better one. And it is possible that you can imagine a better one. And you can choose the best experience and remember it now, just as vividly and sensually, as if it were happening right now. And you can see all of the important parts of the experience and recognize an important color. And the thought of that color will lead you to an important sound. And as that sound goes on and on again, you'll notice how it feels in your body. And in the moment, just before the experience becomes explosive, you can hear me saying, "Good girl." And "good girl" can keep the meaning that it has, and also become a vital symbol for this experience, and take on the sound, and the color, and the feeling. All the new feelings and meanings can be added to "good girl." And when you hear "good girl" in the future, it will bring back all of the positive meanings stronger and stronger each and every time. And you know that there is no need to think about anything at a time like that. You can just be very, very happy in the knowledge that you really are a good girl. And you can enjoy the experience for a luxurious 2 seconds while you continue what you were doing. And there is no need to think about anything else. And there is no need to consciously process this new knowledge during or even after the 2 long, wonderful seconds of pleasure. But you can understand it more and more deeply, unconsciously, every time you hear it. And sometimes, when you hear some other words, you feel a different way. And everyone has a time in her life when she's been embarrassed. But you have one particular time in your life that was just terrible. Now you can remember that time and all of the awful feelings that came along with it. You can remember what happened and the moments after everyone saw. And you can feel the feeling in your face and the other feelings in your body. And you can hear me saying, "Bad girl." And "bad girl" can become a vital symbol for this experience. And when you hear "bad girl" in the future, it will bring back all of the bad feelings, stronger and stronger each and every time. And more than once, you've had the feeling of being physically sick, and you know exactly what it feels like the very moment that you know something isn't right. And you know that feeling of worry that you might not make it, and the taste and the feeling deep inside you right before something bad comes up. And "bad girl" can keep the meaning that it has and also become a vital symbol for this experience. And take on the taste and the feeling. And when you hear me say "bad girl" in the future, it will bring back all of these meanings, stronger and stronger each time. And there has been a time in your life when you did something that you knew without doubt was wrong. You knew that what you were doing was wrong, and you did it anyway. And you got caught doing it. And you can remember what it felt like when that happened. And you can remember the feelings in your body when you were so ashamed. And "bad girl" can keep the meaning that it has and also become a vital symbol for this experience, and take on the bad feelings of shame. All the new feelings and meanings can be added to bad girl. And when you hear me saying bad girl in the future, it will bring back all of these feelings stronger and stronger each and every time. And you should know that you are basically a good girl, and only sometimes a bad girl. And when I tell you that you're a bad girl, you will feel all the bad feelings that go along with being a bad girl, and they will last for one excruciating second. You will feel like a bad girl only for one long second, and then you can learn the important lesson and forget the experience completely. And learning the important things and forgetting the other things is what makes you a good girl. And you are becoming more and more a good girl. And you know that these are special words, and that special words are just puffs of air that are gone the moment you hear them. And you can have the lesson without remembering the learning, can't you? Now you can feel your mind opening up and remembering all that you have learned. You can feel the training getting stronger and stronger and going deeper and deeper into your core. You can feel the lessons getting stronger and stronger. There is no need to use the special words now. Just remember them and feel them growing stronger. Feel your training going deeper and deeper. Just let the lessons all go through your mind, reminding yourself of what they are and how powerful they are. Reminding yourself how you will obey them, that you will obey everything that you have been trained, that you will keep these thoughts strong and deep in your mind. Reminding yourself that you will obey all of your training and all of your special words. They will all stay fresh and strong in your mind and will grow even stronger as you listen to this recording. And you can allow this recording to strengthen them and refresh them. Remember all of your training. Remember what it is that you are commanded to do. Remember what you must obey, and let that become stronger and stronger. Keep reviewing your training and your special words again and again until they are written on your bones and are a complete part of you. When good workmen pour cement, they stir it and shake it and agitate it to shake loose all the bubbles and let it settle in more deeply so that it will be stronger and more resistant to change. You can try to resist and shake up your training just a bit and feel the difference it makes as it settles in deeper and deeper. And more solid, heavy, and warm. If you look on the inside of your skull, you'll see the lessons you're learning etched there. You can see them carved deep down into the bone. And with each time you listen, the lessons get clearer and deeper. Good girl. And deep inside your mind is a place where you put forgotten things. And the things that stay in that place are so very quiet and so very far away that you really never notice them at all, do you? And you can keep all the learning and forget having the lessons, can't you? You remember all your colors, even today, but you might not remember the names of the other little children who sat with you in the circle. And the circle of life is a circle that ends, and the circle remains unbroken, and every beginning is an ending, and every ending is a beginning, and you can envision a living circle, and you can see your circle glowing with a color that is special just to you, and you can enjoy the feeling of relaxation and achievement that comes with knowing the circle of life, and there is no need to pay any attention to any other thing. Now, I don't know where you chose to listen to this recording, or even what time of day it is. I don't know if you have other things you need to do, or if you can just take off your headphones and be done for now. But I do know that you can choose to either wake up feeling refreshed and renewed, just like you'd taken a good long nap, and woken up completely. Or else you can switch everything off and drift down into a comfortable sleep and dream something unusually exotic. And I know that it will take time for you to decide. It will surely take more than a minute. But I know that you'll be doing whatever you decided in less than 5 minutes. And I don't know if you'll make the same decision you made last time, or even if you'll make your decision faster or slower. And the little animals all know exactly what to do when the rain falls silently on the forest in South America. And I guess that really doesn't matter now, does it?